We hear about crime every day of our lives, so much so that we become sanitized to it. But sometimes something happens which makes you really sit up, and something like that happened in Bangor this weekend that none of us should become immune to. A young girl was repeatedly punched in the face by another woman while lying on the ground. A baying crowd urged her on. She kept on punching. The victim lay on the ground, her face being battered mercilessly. One person in the crowd shouted, "Beat the F out of her. Bust her nose." The attacker lifted the girl's head by the hair and smashed it against the concrete ground. Then the girl was dragged along the ground by her hair again. A man rushed over and poured a bottle of liquid into her face while she lay on the ground. While using her hands to protect her face from the punches, she was kicked hard in the ribs. A senior loyalist contacted me last night. He said, "Even hardened people who have killed people have said to me they were absolutely disturbed watching it." The loyalist said, "If police don't deal with this, how can they expect that the community won't?" And that's why we've got a very strong message this morning, that we need to let the police deal with this. And the police are dealing with it. Three people are due in court this morning. Assistant Chief Constable Alan Todd has made himself available to talk to you all this morning to reinforce that message. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
I think the very fact we have an Assistant Chief Constable on the radio this morning tells us that you have a very strong message to the community. They need to let you do your job.
Stephen, yes, and thank you. Shocking incident, and the fact that it's captured and spread on social media merely spreads that shock and impact on the community. But the fact that there are three people in court this morning, whilst in some ways restricting what we can say about the incident in itself, does show that the police have acted and put the people through interview, through charge, and put them before the courts this morning, is evidence that the police will deal swiftly with these things when they happen.
Alan, can you give us, from what you can tell us, this? There's no doubt anybody looking at this video, and many will have done so. It's hard to watch it to the end. Such was the vicious nature of it.
And again, Stephen, I don't want to go too much into detail because these matters are now before the court, and that's the right place for them to be dealt with. I agree with you. You cannot but watch that video and be shocked and indeed sickened by what took place. But it's right and proper that those matters are investigated. Those investigations are continuing, and just because there are three people before the courts, people shouldn't assume that the police have stopped there. There will be others. The video clip only captures a part of the incident. We will seek to work with people to identify the others involved, and we'll seek to bring them before the courts as well.
What help do you need from the community, Alan?
What we need this morning, Stephen, on a number of fronts, we need those people who either witnessed or have knowledge of the incident to come forward and give that information to their local police so that we can continue to investigate those before the courts, but also those we may yet need to identify. But I also would appeal, Stephen, for those people in the community for cool heads and to really stop and think about just some of the things they're asking or suggesting. And I've heard in your introduction, and I've heard from other commentators about alternatives, way forward, you know, not letting the police do their job and having what is frankly termed a community response. What I would urge those people to think about is that was a sickening video that you saw, violence being dished out to a young child on the social media feed. But Stephen, those people who call for community response are calling for exactly the same thing. They're calling for crime to be fought by the Commission of Further Crimes. And if those incidents that unfortunately happen all too regularly across Northern Ireland, where beatings are dished out and people are shot, if those very incidents were caught on video and spread on social media, then the very people calling for those would be sickened and disgusted by it. So we need to stop and think what we're actually asking for. We need to stop and think, support the police in doing their job, and let the police bring people before the courts.
Do you get Assistant Chief Constable, how much anger there is already within the community from people who have seen this, and therefore they need you to do your job here. They need you to be seen, to be all across this story. You know, everywhere I went last night, and this incident only happened at the weekend, people were talking to me about it and saying, what are the police doing about it? Do you get how repulsed the community are by this?
Stephen, we as an organisation and as police officers absolutely understand that. We see this on an all too frequent basis. And we put people before the courts almost on a daily basis for these sorts of things. But we're also family members. We have our own families. We work with communities. We know people in those communities. We know many, many victims of crime. So we absolutely understand the reaction to incidents such as this. But we also absolutely understand that the only way to deal with this is through us doing our job and putting people before the courts, and not by somebody or some organisation or individuals assuming responsibility for that role, which is not theirs to take.
So what happens next, Alan?
In terms of this incident today, Stephen, we will be continuing behind the scenes to widen and lengthen our investigation to make sure all the facts are gathered, all the evidence is gathered, and all those involved are identified, interviewed and brought before the courts. Those that are brought before the courts today, the courts will decide on what happens next with those individuals, and that's a matter for the courts.
Are you wanting to speak to all the people in the crowd as well?
We will be, obviously the social media footage captures some of the incident. We'll be looking to identify all those present, either as witnesses or suspects, identify those responsible for inciting others or encouraging others, or and frankly not intervening to protect a defenceless child, and look at what their responsibilities might be. And where people have committed offences, or believe they have done so, we'll be arresting them, interviewing them, and seeking to put further people before the courts.
Okay. Assistant Chief Constable Alan Todd, thank you for making yourself available this morning. The former head of child protection, Jim Gamble, with us today. Jim, we are restricted in what we can say because there are active court proceedings, but that video, which was viewed many times on social media before it was taken down from Facebook last night. You cannot watch that video and without your stomach churning.
Look, as a father myself, you watch that video and you're filled with, you know, anxiety and horror. And what I would say is that video is still in circulation. Facebook have taken down some copies. But if you have it, if someone on your timeline has shared it, report it. Don't reshare it yourself. Watching that video revisits this on the victim. The police now have a job to do. And what I would say, you know, having listened to Alan Todd, is that some of you, some people may have been bystanders. You may now feel shame because you didn't come forward and intervene. And intervening is a difficult thing to do. But what you can do now is you can go to the police. Perhaps you were afraid to intervene. Perhaps you didn't want to be attacked yourself. If you saw this, you can now go to the police and do something to help make this right and give them as much information about those who were there and those who attacked this child in these awful circumstances.
This is also a chance, Jim, I guess, for the public to see the forces of law and order working. This is a chance for the public to stand back and let's see how the lawful authorities and the courts do deal with an incident like this.
Of course, and I, you know, agree with everything that the Assistant Chief Constable has said. And what I would say to members of the public, you know, I'm from Bangor myself, you know, what I would say to members of the public is we are better than this. We're better than this. So don't allow yourself through the natural feeling of anger and emotion that something like this generates to stoop to the level of people who would commit violent acts like this. We are much better than this. We are engaged with our police force. So let the police service do their job. Support them in every way you can. But if you're a mum or a dad or a foster carer, now is the time to sit down and talk to your children. Talk to them about whether or not they've seen this on social media. Use the opportunity of the here and now in the comfort of a classroom if you're in school, or in the safety, you know, of your home, to talk about this incident, because it will be playing on young people's news feeds. And too often, we simply blame the technology. And this is a reminder. It's not about technology. It's about people. And now's the time for positive parental intervention with young people. You need to talk about the consequences of these acts. This is not virtual. This is real. Real people have been hurt, and other real people are going to be held to account and will face consequences.
I think we can describe what is indisputable as in what happened, and we'll leave the courts to analyse the motive and the background to it. But Jim, in this video, we see a 16-year-old on the ground, and we see her getting repeatedly punched in the head, kicked in the head, while she's on the ground trying to protect her head with her hands, someone walks over, and while the punches are being laid into her, someone drops liquid from a bottle onto her face. And this girl is highly distressed when this is happening. When you saw it, Jim, and I know you have, what was your instinct? How did you feel inside yourself?
Look, the last time I had the feelings that I had when watching this video was just over 30 years ago, when the murder of Corporal Woods and Howe was beamed into our front rooms long before social media. And this has just reminded me about the power of those horrific incidents that when we hear about them, we don't really understand the nature or brutality of them. The cowardice of a man walking up and pouring fluid over someone's face when they are being intimidated and beaten and unable to defend themselves. So it's raw. That feeling is raw. But that's why it's important that every one of us now reflect on this absolutely. Talk to our children and give them good advice. We want them to be better than the people who did this. We are better than those people. So people shouldn't use this as an excuse to respond in anger. That's the easy thing. That makes us no better than those who attacked this child. What we've got to do is we've got to let the rule of law, you know, do what is right. Identify, locate, arrest, and hold these people to account through the courts. But of course, everyone that sees this is going to feel revolted. Use it as an opportunity to speak to your children in a credible way about something that has just happened, whereby you can talk to them about the fact that, look, have you seen this on Facebook? How did it make you feel? How would you feel if this happened to one of your friends? You know, it's not about don't you ever hit anyone. It's about reflecting on their feelings. It's about making them reflect on how they would feel, and hopefully bringing something positive out of this, that while this young girl heals, you know, parents, carers, and others can go about the business of educating and empowering other young people so they don't end up actually perpetrating crimes like this and destroying their own lives by, you know, whatever punishment. And I'm sure the punishment for those who are found guilty will be reflective of the severity of the crime.
And Jim, I'm aware also, just finally, that in this modern age, because everybody has a camera on their phone, we see this. And I'm minded to ask, is this any different than what happened many, many times in the past when we hear about people being beaten up, etc., but we never get to see it, and now we do?
Well, I think it is different that we now get to see it. We didn't get to see it before. And there's something about the viral nature of it that allows it to infect mindsets. For some, it makes them angry and makes them retaliate and become violent when they wouldn't. For others, it encourages a notoriety. But ultimately, it's the world in which we live. And we've got to come to terms with it. And, you know, Jeremy Hunt, you know, this week has said he's giving social media companies a week to get their act together, or he's going to, you know, impose laws. What I would say is the government will be better practicing what it preaches. Invest in education, invest in social care, invest in policing, so that we can educate, empower, and protect our children and young people in a way that is fit for purpose in this new age. And that's simply not happening. And this is a symptom of it. So we've got to get our act together. This is a wake-up call. Let's get something positive from it.
Jim Campbell, thank you very much indeed. Here's Colin in Portadown. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Stephen, I sat in the bed last night and I was just thinking about that young girl, and I just wish her all the best in her recovery. The police have a slogan going on at the moment, one kill or one punch will kill. And I hope they make a very good example out of these people and lock them up for a long time. That long that people will look back and go, look at them tramps done.
Well, it's not for the police to decide that. It's for the court to decide.
Yes. Well, the courts, between the police and the courts, I hope they get locked up for a long time.
What was your feeling inside yourself, Colin, as you watched that?
Sick. It was horrified. As a father of a couple of young girls, I don't know what I would do if it come to my door. I'm not a violent person at all, but if it did happen, I don't know what I would do.
Well, you've heard the appeal from all of the authorities today. They're on it. They're taking it really seriously, and let them do their job. And let's not even be tempted for those who are tempted.
But how could about you taking not be tempted?
Well, because that would compromise everything. You would be no better than them, Colin.
Well, I suppose you wouldn't. But I just hope the wee girl recovers very well and very quickly.
Okay. Colin, thank you very much indeed. And obviously we will stay across that story for you.